With your permission, Parashat Bereshit. Come to Mishnah in Masechet Pirkei Avot, Masechet Avot, and tells us, Basara Ma'amarot Nivra Olam. Basara Ma'amarot means 10 times, Vayomer. But if you count, really, you don't find 10 times right away. Well, it's a whole calculation. The Gemara says, the word Bereshit, Bara Elohim, it's called Vayomer. Vayomer means, and Hashem did say, Vayomer. Says the Mishnah, Basara Ma'amarot Nivra Olam. The world was created with the words of Hashem. It said Vayomer. Vayomer. Ba'lo b'mamar achad yocholi barot seze mishnah. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have said one time Vayomer and created the whole world. What does it say? Vayomer Elokim iyo. Vayomer Elokim iyirakia. Vayomer Elokim tatshe aretz. Vayomer Elokim iyimorot. Vayomer ishutzu amayim. What does it say 10 times Vayomer? Says the Mishnah, is to give the tzaddikim a reward 10 times. And chas v'shalom, to punish the reshaim, because it did not keep the mitzvot in the world that was created with 10 times. It means like this, when somebody chas v'shalom does not keep the mitzvot, what he does is he actually destroys the world that was created with the words Vayomer. Says the Mishnah, you should know. Hashem said 10 times Vayomer, 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 Sefer Parashat Bereshit to tell you the Reshaim, they don't keep. So it's not just one sin. 10 sins. And the tzaddikim, they keep the Torah, they get 10 times reward. And the question is, what does it mean exactly? What does it make? That Hashem created this world with 10 times, he said some things. What's the difference? And here comes the Torah and tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam HaRishon, put him in Gan Eden. And of course, the snake came and spoke to the lady and was able to convince her to eat from the tree. And the question is really, how is it possible? Says the Gemara, Hashem had just created Adam and Chava. Ba'asirisarchu, 2 hours before sunset, already the whole thing is over. The world is done. She listened to the snake. How is it possible? How is it possible that Hashem just created you and already you were convinced by the snake? Of course, snake has had and has a tremendous power, but still, that's Chava Imenu, this Adam HaRishon. The Gemara says Hashem created Adam HaRishon, he was lying on the floor. The angels looked at him, he has so much light in his face, they thought it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to sing in front of Adam HaRishon. They thought this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed himself in a form. Hashem said, no, it's not me. This is mankind, I just created him. So how is it possible that in 1 minute the whole thing is over? Then the Torah says, Adam HaRishon ate, and Chava ate, excuse me, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and asked Adam HaRishon, why did you eat? Adam HaRishon said, well, my wife gave it to me. Hashem said to him, Ki shamata bekol ishtecha, since you listened to your wife, then Hashem gives him the punishments. Then you're going to have to work very hard for Parnasa. But Torah emphasized, Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. You listen to your wife. It's nothing to do with this. Shem should have said, Ki achalta, you ate. I told you don't eat. You ate. Hashem asking, did you eat? He said, my wife gave it to me. Hashem said, okay, you should not have eaten. You ate. This is the punishment. No, Hashem does not say that. Hashem said, Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. Since you listened to your wife, and then also you ate. It's not also. What is the problem? Listening to my wife? Or the problem is I ate? And Torah says, Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. Because you listen. Elisha Amar, the lady, Hashem said, right away the curses. Doesn't say she listened to the snake. And then Hashem chased Adam Hashem out of Gan Eden. The next story in the Torah, two brothers, Cain and Hevel. Cain kills Hevel. Actually, the Gemara says what happened, the consequences of what happened, the Adam Hashem ate from the tree, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up one level. And the episode of Cain and Hevel, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up another level. And then the Torah tells us the story, Cain and Hevel, an argument, and the argument doesn't say in the Torah what was the argument about. Cain got up. Gemara says Hevel was much stronger than Cain. And Cain was on the floor. And Hevel held him back on the floor. And then Cain told him, are you going to kill me? Or are you going to tell my father? And then Hevel let go. The minute Hevel let go, Cain jumped and killed him. Episode. So what do you need? Why does the Torah tell you this? Actually, after this murder, the animals started to murder each other, to kill each other. Before, there was no fight between the animals. That generated the first fight. That now it's in the genes of the people and the genes of the animals. People fighting, killing each other, says, well, wars, destructions, so what happened? Cain and Hevel. Again, the Torah just tells you history. Chas v'Shalom says the Zohar. To think the Torah tells you history. So, but then, what do you have to know this is? And then the Torah continues. Cain came, spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem punished him, Hashem reviewed his punishment. A story in the Torah. Then the Torah says, Dor Enosh. Third generation after Adam HaRishon started to do Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, the ocean came up and washed one third of universe. That's why we have continents today. Hashem never made continents. Hashem made one piece. Avodah Zarah. Hashem brought the ocean. Or maybe the ocean by itself. It's not so clear if Hashem told the ocean to do it. The Gemara says the ocean himself came and washed one third of the world and stayed over there. Never went back. Again, doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but Azucha likro b'shem Hashem, says the Gemara. That's what it means. People start to do Avodah Zarah. Story. And then the Torah tells us stories that the last generation after Noah was born, people started to do major sins. Major sins. The Gemara says, explained the Torah, the two angels from Shamayim came down and in order so-called to save the world, what they thought they will, and not only didn't save, they fell in a trap. And then Hashem says, he's going to destroy the world. The Mabul will stop. Hashem will give 120 years to the Teshuvah. This is the mistake that people say, Ad Me'a V'Esrim, 120 years, it's a mistake. 120 years, but Torah means over here, not people should live 120 years. 120 years, Hashem said, he's going to let them do Teshuvah. Hashem is going to wait 120 years. But not necessarily it means that people should live 120 years. Shouldn't say Amen. Somebody say 120 years. Shouldn't say Amen. Why 120? 1,000. A person should live 1,000. Achi Ashiloni lived over 700. It happened in the Gemara, people lived 400 years ago. 1,000 years ago, people lived 400 years ago. In our time, you have people live 113, 115. When I was in Shiva, was a picture of a guy from Pakistan, a Jew. He was 174 years old. A Jew from Pakistan used to live in Wadi Salib, in Haifa. He says, if you give a person for 120, say, Amen, he'll die before 174. The Torah tells you all these stories. And then Torah also tells you that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to himself. And he says, listen, the man, Hashem says, listen to himself. Look, the man, what's everybody doing? B'shigamu basar. See, people don't behave. They are flesh. And then, Chachamim said, no, b'shigam is the same American word as the word Moshe. Moshe. Hashem is talking about destruction of the world. And Hashem puts Moshe now. He says, what does the sentence mean? B'shigam hu basar. Hashem said, you know what? People don't behave. It destroys the world. Because they're flesh, it means they don't take care of the neshama. They take care of the body. Pleasures. Comes the Gemara and says, no, the word shagam means because of, is also a numerical value, Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe has to do now? You read the sentence. What does it mean? Because Moshe is here. What Moshe is here? So actually, when you read the Torah, the Gemara says like this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, do not eat from the tree. And here the Torah tells the conversation between the snake and Chava. And that's how the conversation started. The snake asked Chava, did Hashem tell you not to eat from anything? Chava said, no. Hashem said, we can eat from everything, but this particular tree, it's called Etz Hadat, don't eat and don't touch. She added something what Hashem did not say. Hashem just said, don't eat it. She added, don't touch it. The Targum even translated, not only she said, don't touch, she said, don't even go close to it. Hashem never said, don't go close to it. Hashem only said, do not eat from it. Gemara says, Chachamim tell us, look, it's a special mitzvah to repeat and to answer exactly. Somebody ask you a question, just answer it. Don't start, explain, and give more details, and say more things. Forbid. Actually, says the Gemara, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, when he got to Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, go tell Am Yisrael, Hashem tells him a statement. Go to Mar Lebet Yaakov, Daged Lebet Yisrael, Daged Lebet Yisrael, says Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, those words, don't add one word. So here Moshe is coming to explain to Am Yisrael, if you're going to see Hashem, to receive the Torah, Hashem tells him, listen, just say what I tell you. Not one extra. One extra. I said, what happened? The destruction of this world, says the Gemara, you know what happened? What happened? I said, I'll tell you what happened. Says the Gemara, the way it says in the Torah, that Chava told the snake, Hashem told us, don't eat and don't touch. And if you're going to touch, you die. Says the Gemara, the snake pushed her, and she touched the tree, and the snake says, see, nothing happened to you. False alarm. Man says, ha-ha. That was a problem. That's how he was able to convince her. Because she added. Because maybe Adam HaRishon told her that. But for sure, she did it. She said things that nobody really said to her. She made it up. Or maybe Adam HaRishon. Again, maybe as a fence. No. When you say Hashem said, let's say exactly what Hashem said. When you say Chachamim, Chachamim. Don't say Hashem told me to wash my hands. No. Chachamim said. Hashem said, Tzivanu. Hashem said, listen to Chachamim. That's the Kavanah. But not because Hashem said it. You say one extra word, that caused the destruction of the world. Somebody's going to ask us, what happened? Why we not in Gan Eden? Because Chava said extra word. That's really what the Gemara says. Since she said it, says the Mishnah, ladies talking all the time. Asara kabin sicha yadu la'olam. Says the Gemara, Hashem brought down so-called 10 amounts of talking. Says the Gemara, 9 out of 10 ladies. They can sit and talk and talk and talk and talk. Why? Why the ladies like to talk? Why? What's the depth of it? The depth? The Gemara says, because Chava was talking extra to the snake. Chavim said, not only talking extra, says the Mishnah, Al tarbe sicha ima isha. B'ishto amru, kal v'chomim b'eshet chavero. What do you have to chat with somebody else, a lady? Why are you chatting with her? So you know what happened? The snake chatted with Chava. That's what happened. She should have said, Mr. Snake, go to your wife sneaky. What business you have talking to him? You were just created. Your husband is here. A stranger talks to you. Then he touches you. He pushes you on the tree. What business you have talking to him? Hello? Go mind your business. I have nothing to do with you. I have my husband. What are you talking to her? What are you talking to him? This caused the whole destruction of this world. Chatting, talking, saying things that extra that you don't have to say that. Says the Gemara, let me tell you. Ma umanoto shel adam ba'olam hazeh. If you don't know what's your job on this world, says the Gemara, yasim atzmo ilem. Make yourself mute. He says, excuse me. What does that mean? My job on this world? To do mitzvot. My job on this world? To do what Hashem wants me to do. Gemara says, no. What's your professional? Says the Gemara says. What's your professional? Professional? I'm a doctor. No. A brain surgeon? No. Your job is one thing. Keep your mouth shut. That's your job. He says, what is it? What do you mean exactly? Because the destruction of the world started with this extra talking. Chava should not have said anything. That actually, the Gemara says, maybe, when Am Yisrael came to Har Sinai, says the Gemara, Hashem waived all the gezerot. Says the Gemara, why? Because they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. The Gemara says, Na'aseh v'nishma. Gemara says, this is the language of an angel. The angels say like this. Or said, V'aro l'shma b'kol d'varo. And he said, no, you don't understand. You know what Na'aseh v'nishma mean? We're not going to say anything. We're just going to do and going to listen. That's what it means. It's not the power that we just said, we'll do and we'll listen. No. We said, Hashem, listen. We told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Moshe, we're not going to say, we're not going to ask no questions. That's called Na'aseh v'nishma. That's the Gemara says, an angel doesn't ask Hashem nothing. The Gemara says, angels don't even see Hashem. They don't know who is Hashem. They have no idea what it is. A person thinks, you know, an angel. An angel is nothing. An angel is nothing. Imagine. What is an angel? He's running the world. What does he do? Can you imagine? You build a big machine, and you go buy screws, and you put the machine together. So the screw is something? No. The guy that's going to run the machine. The foreman, the worker, he is important. Who cares about the screw? Nobody comes and sees the machine. Wow, what a screw. What a nail. What a piece of wood. You see a house. Who cares about it? You don't care about it. You care who lives here. Man is the most important thing. An angel is not important, says the Gemara. A Jew is bigger than an angel. An angel is like a screw, it's nothing. So what if it's an angel? So what? But we, what our job, the Gemara says, this was the failure, and this is what so-called put Chava and Adam HaRishon in a trap. Extra talking. And that's what the Gemara says in Yishma. It's supposed to fix it. We still don't see nothing. We told Moshe, we're going to listen, we're going to do it, we're going to listen, we're not going to ask Hashem any question. Why like this? How come like this? Actually, the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon, Avraham Avinu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. At that moment, Hashem said, you have to go 400 years to exile. Why do you ask the question? What difference does it make? Hashem knows what you need. Why are you talking to Hashem? How shall I know my children are going to inherit Eretz Israel? Why do you say that? Rahim said, the whole parasha is by talking. Kain and Hevel. I have Kain and Hevel fighting. You know why? We got into argument. Why do you answer? Why do you answer? My brother argued with me. Keep your mouth closed. Don't answer him. Why do you answer? That answer triggered a fight and killed him. Let's talk about this. Argue about this, about that. Don't argue. Mute. The Gemara says your job on this world is to close your mouth. And that's how you're going to fix and you're going to correct the first scene that Chava spoke to the snake. She did not have spoken in one word. But forget about it, she answered him. But then she added more things. That triggered the whole thing. Then he pushed her. He said, you see, nothing happened. I said, if you would not have said it, no conversation. The problem is conversation. And let Chachamim say, you should know, that's what happened to Oram Mabul. The people went down the drain is because talking to ladies, chatting with ladies. What business you have to chat to a lady? What business you have to chat? Why the ladies answer him? It's in America. I don't want to talk to you. Why you answer? What business you have to answer people? You should not ask, and she should not answer. Go, the Gemara says, they went, spoke to married ladies. What do you mean? That's the failure. The failure is talking, the Gemara says. She won't talk. Pei Malchut. The Gemara, this is Dor Enosh. People start doing Avodah Zarah with the mouth. Started talking. We want to do this, we want to do this. Next week, Parasha, the same thing. They want to build the tower. It's talking. Let's build. Don't talk. For why are you talking? Who asked you to speak? That's the problem. Come, Chachamim say, you know, we have really five holidays. There's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur in the Torah. Five. Chachamim, you have two more. Hanukkah and Purim. But really, it's five. Even if it's Shmini Atzeret, but really, it's five. Kadosh Baruch Hu is his name. Bereshit bara Elokim et hashamayim ve et haaretz. Vayomer Elokim, vayomer Elokim, vayomer Elokim. Sister Gemara, I want to tell you something. Hashem created this world with words. Hashem b'ma'amaro bara shechakim. In Birkat Levana we say, Hashem with words. Hashem does not have to create this world with words. Why did Hashem do it? How come to emphasize it? Says the Mishnah, Basara Ma'amarot Nivra Olam. This world was created 10 times. Hashem said, create. Bereshit is a word of Hashem to create. Et Hashemayim Vet Haaretz. Then Vayomer Elokim Yehi, Hashem said to be light. Then Vayomer Elokim Yehi Raki, Hashem said. should be a divider in Shamayim. Vayomer Elokim ikavu amayim. Hashem said the water should come to one place. Vayomer Elokim tatshei aretz. Hashem said earth should produce grass and fruits. Vayomer Elokim imi ober hashamayim should be sun and moon. Vayomer Elokim tatshei aretz nefesh chaya. Earth should be. Why have to say it at all? Says the Mishnah, not Hashem didn't have to say it. Hashem said it 10 times. The whole Torah is on talking. But the question is what comes from your mouth. But the bar tabam velo bedvarim betelim. Says the Gemara in Shema Israel. We say, v'dibart habam b'shiftecha bevetecha v'lechtecha v'adev shabacha v'komecha. While you're walking, while you're sitting, while you're going to sleep, when you get up, v'dibart habam. Talk divrei Torah. Don't talk nonsense. Who cares who's going to be the president? Who cares about it? Who cares about it? What does it make to you? Who's going to be the president? He predicts it. He's going to bet on it also. He says, what does it make to you? Whatever Hashem wants, it's going to be. Hashem saved us. Last 8 years, Hashem would save us forever. Who cares what's going to be the president? Why are you wasting your words on it? Why are you talking like this? The Bar Tabam says the Gemara, you're talking the Shem Shamayim. Shenemar. Basara ma'amarot nivra olam. This world is standing on 10 times. Hashem said vayomer. Why did Hashem say it? Why did Hashem say it? Hashem just can think and the world would be. Hashem wanted to tell us. With words is only for the positive things for Torah, for creation, for creating this world, not to chat and talk and chat. What chatting? For what you chatting? What? It says that chatting destroyed this world. As the Mishnah says, Hashem made this world with 10 times Vayomer. It's to give the tzaddikim a lot of reward. What do you mean? Who is the tzaddik? The one that closes his mouth is a tzaddik. The Rashaim, the one that talking. That talking makes them to do more sins. You destroy the world. It was created by talking. The mouth is holy. Says the Gemara. When Chatan Chaim said, I wish I would have one mouth to eat and one mouth to learn Torah. I can't even learn Torah in the same mouth. Can you imagine what people do with the mouth today? What they're eating, what the Lashon Hara is saying, what bad things they do. I said, it's there. Hashalom cursing, in the same mouth, you pray to Hashem. What do you think Hashem listens to you? You think Hashem listens to you after your mouth is tameh, is not pure. What you said Lashon Hara with your mouth. You think you say to Hashem, Barchenu, Refaenu, give me parnasa. Hashem doesn't even listen to you. The vessel is disgusting. Your mouth is disgusting. Says the Gemara, one of the Chachamim said, I wish I don't have to eat in the same mouth I learned Torah. Can you imagine the bad things with your mouth? Can you imagine? It says, Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. That's the whole world standing on the mouth of the person. The whole world standing on less talking, no chatting, no adding, accurate. Says Chafetz Chaim, kulam magzimim. Chafetz Chaim says, everybody exaggerate. Big deal, so what? You don't understand. That's what Chava did. She exaggerated. She said, Hashem said, don't touch the tree. Says Tagum, don't come close to the tree. Hashem never said it. That's called exaggeration. Kulam magzimim. Rubam, most of us lie. And the Shiva, the Mashgiach, used to say, ask you what time it is. He says, don't say it's 5 to 9. It's almost 5 to 9. Because you're lying. Because you have to be accurate. Kachatzot ha-layla. Bachatzot Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I come to Egypt on midnight. Says the Gemara, Moshe said kachatzot. Gemara says, how come, Moshe, why do you say like 12 o'clock? Say 12. Gemara says, you know, because some Egyptians don't have the right watch. They have no Rolex. So the watch doesn't show the right time. And you can say, it was 12:01. So Moshe is a liar. Moshe is a liar. So let Moshe a liar. So what? So 12:01, millions of Egyptians died. So let them say, no, you don't understand. That's not from Hashem. From Hashem is straight, honest. Don't say a word, not 100%. So when you're in Shalit Shavah, Tzadikim afraid of a lie more than anything else. Chotamo shel Hashem emet. The stamp of Hashem is emet. The people live and lose forever because they say truth all the time. You can exaggerate. Exaggeration, this is Chava. She exaggerated. That's the problem. That's the destruction. Ki shamata lekol ishtecha. Hashem tells Adam Rishon, you know what your problem is? Not that you ate. You also ate. But you know why you ate? Because you listened to your wife. She told you, don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody. Why are you listening to somebody? She, from her mouth, she told you. She exaggerated already with her mouth when she spoke to the snake. And she had a dialogue with the snake. She had already a chat with him. Why did she talk to him at all? That caused you, it came inside your ear, to disobey me, to eat from the tree. And now, Adam Rishon told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'm not going to do teshuva. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to eat more. He said, where do you get this nonsense? From extra talking. Extra talking? Extra listening to nonsense. That's the problem in life. As Chachamim say, look, Pesach is the first holiday. There's a special mitzvah, V'igadata Lemincha B'Yom Ha'ul Emor. Special mitzvah, Agadah Shel Pesach, the night of Pesach, to talk about Pesach, to talk about the Agadah. Special mitzvah. With your mouth. This is the redemption, Hashem said. You know, you redeemed. Aban Gamliel Haya Omer. Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Haleh Pesach Hotzei Doch Havato. You have to say the Agadah. You have to say Pesach Matzama. Why have to say that? Because that's what Hashem wants you. With the Baal Tamam, talk about the Divrei Torah only. Don't talk nonsense. That's how you correct the default or the destruction of this world. This is Pesach. Shavuot. We said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So you learn Torah. The Gemara says, you learn Torah with your mouth. The Gemara says, you learn Torah, say with your mouth, not with your eyes. Say with your mouth also. So Shavuot, also talk. Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Imru lefanei malchuyot. Hashem said, please, pray to me on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, Hashem is judging you. So some people, Chas Shalom, will not have such a great decision. Hashem said, you know what? You want a good decision for me? Imru lefanei malchuyot. Say with your mouth. What's the matter? Look with my eyes. In my heart. With your mouth. Because that's how you're going to correct the sin that was done on Rosh Hashanah. By saying nonsense. By exaggeration. Hashem said, Im gulef adam malchuyot, pe malchut. Don't say nothing. Talk about me. Malchuyot. Zichronot shofarot. Say with your mouth. Comes Yom Kippur, says Hashem said, don't eat with your mouth. Because we ate. Comes Sukkot, Chachamim say Sukkot is the Arava. Hoshana Rabbah. What's called Hoshana? What's Hoshana Rabbah? What does that mean? The Aravot. Aravot looks like the mouth of the person, like the lips of the person. So the whole idea of the five holidays is connected Shem Hashem Elohim, Aleph and Lamed and Hey and Yud and Mem. This is Bereshit Bara Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim, Elohim. You say, what happened? You destroy Elohim. By you talking nonsense, you destroy Hashem created this world with words. And you, nonsense words, destroy Elohim, destroy Hashem. Hashem gave us five holidays to restore back. And this is the present from Hashem. That He gave us Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, is just to restore Elohim, to watch our mouths. As Chachamim said, comes Chodesh Cheshvan, after the holiday, Hashem is looking at us. And to say, you do the job? How are you doing the job? That's why Chachamim made it. We should have Simchat Torah. I say Parashat Bereshit. Parashat Bereshit, what? Why Parashat Bereshit? After Sukkot, Parashat Bereshit. You have Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. This is all those five holidays just only to teach us what's the purpose of our life. Yasim Atzmo Ki Ilem. Says the Gaon Mevilna in his letter that he wrote to his mother. Bekoshi itiru lomar shalom b'shabbat. To say Shabbat shalom, some chachamim say, don't even say that. Just pray to Hashem and learn on Shabbat. That's as if Chava would have watched the mouth, and Adam Shalom would have watched the mouth, we wouldn't be here. Because our problem is what? Our mouth is a problem. If we keep it, Meshokamabim and Amen.